Good afternoon. Nice to see everyone here and to welcome new faces. We're going to get started. We are now on record. This is the educational and business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for October 24th, 2013. The meeting's now in session. As you know, this is the start of our two-day meeting. We'll adjourn this afternoon at approximately 3:45. There are pictures to be taken, and we'll reconvene tomorrow morning here at 8:30 to begin the second day of our business meeting. As always, and the new members will be tired of hearing me say this very soon, I remind council members that our meetings are audiocast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website, and also portions of our meeting may also be videotaped for later use on our same website. So for the benefit of the online audience and also for members joining us by telephone, and I don't believe there are any today, please do speak into your microphones. Remember, if you can, to address each other by name so that listeners and the real-time captioning readers can follow our discussion. Before we begin with the swearing-in of our new Judicial Council members, I'd like to take a few moments to put the significance of the oaths you are about to take and the leadership roles you volunteered to assume into some historical and practical context. You are all about to swear or affirm that you will support and defend and bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the State of California. And soon it will be almost 87 years that Californians voted by a margin of more than 2-1 to create this very judicial council in the Constitution. That was the will of the people in the 1920s. I like to quote from the California Voters Pamphlet from 1926 that contained the Senate Constitutional Amendment No. 15 that created the Judicial Council of California. It states that the purpose of this amendment is to organize the courts of the state on a business basis. It goes on to say that Judicial Council will be a sort of board of directors and will be charged with the duty of seeing that justice is properly administered. And it finishes by saying that this amendment will aid greatly in simplifying and improving the administration of justice. So from the voters and the Constitution, you and I have a duty to and a charge to organize, simplify, and improve the administration of justice in California. It also states that with a judicial council, whenever anything goes wrong, any judge or lawyer or litigant or other citizen will know to whom to make complaint. And it will be the duty of the council to propose a remedy. And if this cannot be done without an amendment to the laws, the council will recommend to the legislature any change in the law which it deems necessary. And through meetings like this one today, through our internal and advisory committees, our commissions, task forces, working groups, and with our staff arm, the AOC, through invitations to comment, public comment at our meetings, educational and business meeting discussion agendas, and the use of web technology, in a new century, we continue the work of improving the administration of justice and ensuring access for all. Including terms on our October agenda, and to date, the council will have considered in this year, 2013, 84 consent, 52 discussion, and 25 information-only agenda items, as well as 4 items by circulating order. Many of you know and have experienced that, on average, it takes nearly a year's worth of effort by our various committees for an item to come before council as an agenda item. I also want to thank then and acknowledge the commitment, dedication, and hard work of the approximately 400 volunteers, judges, lawyers, and subject matter experts who contribute annually to the creation of recommendations to the council, jurists and justice system partners from throughout California that review issues, seek input, and comment on items that ultimately end up on our agendas for review, discussion, debate, modification, amendment, and approval. Under the Judicial Council's public comment process, our agenda items to date have stimulated 17 written pieces of comment, and 43 individuals have come before council to speak on a matter affecting judicial administration or a specific agenda item. Comments have come from the judiciary, from justice system partners, unions and trade organizations, and from concerned members of the public throughout our state. And finally, during my tenure as chair of the Judicial Council, I've worked with Justice Miller and Judge Jarre and all the Judicial Council members who've served over the last 3 years to improve our own governance processes as a council. I look forward to working with all our newly set Judicial Council members to improve the administration of justice. With my vision for our judicial branch, Access 3D, physical, remote, and equal access, I'm committing to the future of our branch, to looking forward to what our 21st century judicial branch needs to best serve the 21st century people of California. As you know, we have all initiated rigorous self-assessment for the council, the ARC, our staff arm, and on many of our processes and procedures within the branch. We've deliberated, considered options, made amendments, but most importantly, we've taken action. The council and AOC have new leadership in key roles. There is much greater oversight by judicial leaders of branch infrastructure projects, more involvement of trial court leadership through their advisory committee, and the two-way communications that is facilitated through the Judicial Council Trial Court Liaison Program have been invaluable. The SEC report became Judicial Council directives, and I understand that now more than half of these directives have been implemented, and we'll have another progress report during our meeting to see what else has been accomplished. The joint review of the Trial Court Funding Act justified the efforts of the judicial branch on implementation of that act. It acknowledged the branch's accomplishments, and it resulted in a new and improved funding methodology for allocating funds to the trial courts, all with trial court, Court of Appeal, Supreme Court, Court Executive Offices, staff, cooperation, and involvement. As a Judicial Council member, and as you start your new 3 years here, or your year, I'll just tell you that I, as a member, as your chair, I do not represent the interests of the California Supreme Court, although I can certainly share with you the court's issues, needs, and experiences, as can my colleague, Justice Baxter. Justice Miller and the other justices do not represent the courts of appeal, although they can share the issues of the courts of appeal. And for example, Judge D'Alba, one of our many trial court judges on council, does not represent the Superior Courts or Sacramento County. We are the policymaking body for the judicial branch of California. We make decisions in the best interests of the branch and of the court statewide. We serve all the people of California on this council. So, now after that mini civics lesson, another area where I'm passionate, our first item on the agenda is the swearing in of our 6 new members. 5 of them are new to the whole Judicial Council member experience. One of them is not, having served as past president of CJA, who's joining Judicial Council. As you know, every year about a third of council turns over. This ensures continuity. It also creates opportunities for participation of new leadership, bringing different perspectives to our council to resolve issues and shape policy. The new members have observed earlier council sessions. All have received an orientation to council rules and procedures. And I invite each of the new members to join me at the head of the boardroom, right here between the flags, near the seal, for the oath. The new members are Mr. Mark Bonino, State Bar appointee, Judge Robert Glessman, President of the California Judges Association and from the Superior Court of Butte County, Mr. Frank McGuire, Clerk of the California Supreme Court, Judge David Rubin, Superior Court of San Diego County, Presiding Judge Dean Stout, Superior Court of Inyo County, Presiding Judge Brian Walsh, Chair of the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee, and from the Superior Court of Santa Clara County. We're going to get close and tight so Penny can take a picture. I'll step off to the side. You're all going to get to know each other really well over the next year. So here we go. There's Penny. Move in a little closer. Okay.
Oh.
Ah, yes. I remember this. Okay. All good? Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, state your name.
Mark Bonino.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties upon which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations. Thank you. I will just ask all of the new members at the close of our meeting to please gather at the front again for one more picture of the oath taking. Details to follow.